Brown from Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Fill the Cup. That is Last Crack from their third album, Run Head Start Screaming. That was Essential, Last Crack at 11, or just basically the start of it. But right now we have singer Sean Anthony Brown, who is the vocalist on that album. And we usually don't get to ask these kinds of questions, so we're going to ask some questions to Sean Brown. Sean, this is pretty cool. This is kind of a more unknown Last Crack album because it was after Butto had left the band. You moved up here from North Carolina to join this band that was pretty big at the time.
Right.
What were you thinking when you came up here from North Carolina?
I thought we were going to take over the world. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly when I moved up, but I do remember that a couple of months, like maybe just 2 months after I moved here, there was a sold out show. My first show was a sold out show in front of like 500 people.
Wow.
And, you know, at a small venue around Madison around here, but it just, that being my initial show made me, you know, think like, well, sky's the limit with these guys. These guys are so talented, you know.
Now, at the first show, did you guys play songs off this album, or did you play?
Yeah, we did, actually. Yeah, we did. But then there were some other tunes, like Out on a Plane, you know, songs like that, that never made the CD. But I have Out on a Plane live.
What?
From Milwaukee, when we played a show in Milwaukee. Right before we left to go on our European tour.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty wild. It's a cool video. I'm glad I have it.
Now, the first song that we heard in Essential Last Crack tonight, it was called Fill the Cup. Excuse me. And that's off of Run Head Start Screaming. Mm-hmm. First, what is Run Head Start Screaming? It's all one word, right? Run Head
right.
Start Screaming. How'd you come up with that name?
I don't know, really. I mean, I just I was sorting out different names. I was kind of going off, when I think back, I was going off of some of the lyrical content that I had in some of the Last Crack songs, trying to kind of keep it kind of tribal, kind of earthly, sometimes a little bit of kind of a native feel, you know, Native American.
Yeah. Now this, the song we just heard, Fill the Cup.
Yeah. The furthest thing from Native American that you can get.
What's
that
song about?
That was about how much I really enjoyed the beverage back in the day.
Ah.
Yeah. Like I could never get enough. So I was always trying to say, fill my cup up. Fill it up again.
All right, well, let's listen to some more of this. Now, this has always been one of my favorite songs on the album. It's called Beat of My Blood. Tell me about Beat of My Blood, because I know you wrote this about an intense story.
Yeah. Basically, it's like a wolf that is caught in the middle of a forest fire. And as he's running to escape the fire, he comes to like a ledge, and then way, way, way down at the bottom of the ledge is water, you know, is like, I don't know, be just a tributary or some, you know. Anyway, so he is standing there pondering, you know, should I risk the fire? Should I jump in the water? You know, it's kind of going over which is going to be the lesser evil or which one is going to allow me to survive. And,
the least
painful way to
death.
Go. Right. Yeah. So
wow.
That's basically what it's about.
All right. Hey, well, let's hear it. This is Beat of My Blood from Last Crack third album, Run Head Start Screaming. This was 1994. You're listening to Max and Kevy. Thank you.
I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Oh, yeah, man. Deeper digging in the snow, the cold reaches me, touch the sacrifice. That was Deeper Digging off Last Crack's third album.
That's some of the best lyrics I think I ever wrote.
That is pretty cool.
I was sitting there closing my eyes and just like going back to 1992 or 3 or whenever I wrote that, and it was just, wow.
Those were some really good screams, too. I mean,
oh, thanks, man.
How old were you when you were doing that album, you think?
Well,
best guess.
I know I was over 27. I had made it past that mark.
Oh. And so you came up.
I think I was around that, maybe 27, 28.
And you came up here for North Carolina and you wrote this song because, you know, was this
it's
the first
like
time
finding
you had seen
yourself?
Some?
The song is totally about finding that passion inside yourself. That's what I was talking about, burning bright inside.
Yeah.
You know, you find that thing and then you make sacrifices for that thing, like whatever it is. For me, it was like moving from someplace temperate and warm to someplace, in my opinion, that was very cold and could be very slippery. But yeah, that's what that song is about. And, you know, and again, about finding yourself and knowing who you are and going for what you want, what you see inside your heart, you know, what drives you, what you love.
Now, both of us went on the Last Crack tour to Europe when this album was released. And I've told some of the stories, funny stories here on Max and Kevy during Essential Last Crack. Sean, tell me one short funny story from on tour.
Oh,
in Europe.
My. I don't know. Kip. that was chicken.
That was right. In Belgium.
In Belgium, yeah. And we would get these little bitty chickens, and we'd eat them down because we were starving.
And they're rotisserie chickens. And that was like before we had rotisserie chickens in America, really. Like, we have them everywhere now. But back then, that was a whole restaurant just for rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, they'd bring it over on a stick for you and just like plop it on your plate. But they were little guys, though.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, the cornichons almost.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I remember eating those chickens. That was awesome.
That's not really a funny story, but all I can think of are things that would incriminate people, and I don't want to do that to anybody.
Least of all me.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, that was Essential Last Crack at 11, and we rarely get a former member of Last Crack to come in and sit with us, so that's pretty cool. Thanks a lot, Sean. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks
that.
For having me. It's been great. And really, it's the first time I've sat down and listened to the album with headphones in a long time, and that's all extremely talented people, everybody involved with Last Crack.
It still kicks ass.
Yeah, certainly does.
Well, hey, Sean, on a different note, March 18th at the Mad Scientist in Waukesha, we're going to have a Max Inc. Radio 101 FM The Shaw, a local music showcase. And my band, Iron Plow, is going to be playing along with the Rogue Electrics, Mickey Magnum, and Trashed Eagle. And guess what? We just came out with a brand new demo tape. So I'm going to play a song from it. This song is by Iron Plow. I'm on drums, and this is called Whiskey Days. You're listening to Max and Kevy, Double Radio 92.7, 101 FM, The Shawn, WAUK, 540 AM.
Got you. to where my